Hello, good people of the Book to Write podcast, and well, we thought that 2025 was going to be challenging under the new regime, based on how it went the first time. But wow, I don't think we realised just how bad it would be. I don't think we realised that this guy has no control. Complete obliteration of democracy, of order, of law. What is going on, folks? The title track from Napalm Death's From Enslavement to Obliteration, released in 1988 and still relevant today, because today I don't even know what we're going from. Where we were going from enslavement to obliteration, now I think we're going from obliteration to complete despair, to the frying pan, into extreme obliteration. Honestly, we have... I'm lost for words, folks. I'm honestly lost for words. Donald Trump, I can safely say, and I'm glad I can say this, because I know 50, 60 to 100 years in the future, they will be studying politics, and they will be saying, who was the worst leader? Who was the worst president of the United States in history? Donald Trump, without a shadow of a doubt. But I wonder if he might even start to now claim a prize amongst some of the worst African leaders, some of the worst Middle Eastern leaders. Khomeini, Iran. I think actually it's an insult to Khomeini to say that he's as bad as Trump, because even though Khomeini would kill you and kill your family and kill everyone in your village and your neighborhood without a blink of an eye, Khomeini at least had some level of intelligence, some level of understanding of what he was doing. I think Trump doesn't have that. He doesn't... I just don't know what to say. We'll be right back. And that song is Whirlwind Struggle by Terrorizer from their album World Downfall, 1991. And going back to the president discussion, I don't know if you remember President Robert Mugabe from Zimbabwe, who decided he woke up one morning and thought, you know what, I just don't like this neighborhood. And he called on the army and he said, send out the tanks. And so the army sent out tanks and they basically just flattened a neighborhood, killed everyone, removed the houses, flattened everything, turned it to rubble. Done. Robert Mugabe, great job. Typical, you know, leader of Zimbabwe. You've done a great job. Ethnical cleansing at its best. And I think, I wonder if Donald Trump even knows who Mugabe is. Because he's basically the same, but I would say, you know, this guy, he looks at Robert Mugabe as an idol, a hero, a role model. But I think that Donald Trump's probably never heard of Mugabe, and he's probably never heard of Zimbabwe. He's too busy changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. And he wants to take over the Gaza Strip. I'm not sure if he knows that the Gaza Strip is not in Mexico. It's not in Cuba. I just really, truly don't know if Donald Trump understands these things.
Okay, let's get one thing straight here. Mexico is not our friend. Mexico is laughing at us. And you want to know why they're laughing at us? Because every day they're dumping their garbage in our country. They're sending over their rapists. They're sending over their drugs. They're sending over their criminal scum. And we're doing nothing about it. But I'm going to stop all that. You elect me president of the United States. I, Donald J. Trump, I have a plan. I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to build a great wall across our southern borders, and I'm going to make Mexico pay for it. You mark my words.
Viva Presidente Trump! Ya sabemos de su onda, que un chingo nos odia. Su visión es ser el gran pito y Ron Wilson. Habla mal de mexicanos, ilegales, mimados. Si llega a ser presidente, va a haber bronca en cada estado.
Yo sí quiero que llegue a ser presidente, gabacho. Porque él quiere ver guerra, igual que nosotros. Yo sí quiero que gane el presidente Trump. Porque si él lo empieza, a huevo, nosotros lo acabamos.
Oh, doing here?
Ven acá, güey.
What is that, a sword?
Te voy a cortar el pelo, cabrón.
Stop, stop. Ven acá.
Ven acá, cabrón.
Ah, what is that? Don't you understand, Mexican?
Esto es México. Ahí estás, cabrón.
Acá al otro lado, que se ponen los otros, los pelones, los cocodrilos marihuanos. De luego la cuenta se está en el metro. ¡Listo! ¡Uno!
Saw this post from Donald Trump. Of course, I've deleted my ex account and I don't follow any social media that supports Trump or that is led by Trump or owned by Trump or Musk, his bitch boss, Trump, Musk bitch boss. I don't follow any of those things anymore, but I saw this article and it was published on YouTube by one of the Democratic groups, and they were saying they were showing screenshots of Donald Trump's ex account, I think it was, where he was saying, "We're really popular, the world loves us, we're really popular around the world," and it made me realize, oh my goodness, of course, he's telling his supporters, his followers, that he's really popular because they have no idea, because they don't travel. They have no exposure. They have nothing. They don't see anything external. And I wished that I had some kind of a telephone that I could WhatsApp Donald Trump or call him. Or Donald Trump, you are the opposite of popular. You are despised, hated around the world. You have no popularity. Every single person outside of the US, except Russia, because of course you're siding with them, and maybe China, because they realize you're so weak that you're going to give them the advantage. Everyone else in the world cannot stand you. They realize how ridiculous you are. You are a joke and an embarrassment. So when I saw this article that this guy is telling his supporters, we're super popular with around the world, a total joke, but a joke that I rapidly realized his followers would not necessarily realize or understand, because they themselves don't have any exposure beyond the local Fox News American propaganda. It's an absolute fucking tragedy, guys. Get your fucking passport, get a plane ticket, travel around the world, get an education, ask people what they think about your fucking leader, Donald Trump, and then you will finally understand where you are in this fucking large world that you are a small part of. That the previous song was Viva Presidente Trump by Brujeria from their 2016 single Viva Presidente Trump. And the song after that was Girl in the Slayer Jacket by Pig Destroyer from their fantastic Phantom Limb album that was released in 2007. And all these songs are representative of how I'm feeling right now. You're not going to get anything soft, I think, tonight. It's going to be all this extreme metal response to this joke of a situation that we have going on globally, caused by the USA, and this fucking miserable lie of a joke of a ignoramus of a fucking, can we call him president? He's not my president for sure. maybe your fucking president. Go and fuck yourself! Anti-Manifesto by Propagandi from their 1994 album How to Clean Everything. And the funny thing about punk rock and the history of punk rock and my history of listening to punk rock, yes, we knew things were bad under Ronald Reagan. We knew things were bad under George Bush. We knew things that were really bad under Bush Jr. And we've always known the Republican leadership has always led us into bad situations. We've always had a fuck up under those guys. But what we have today is not, it is something new. We have stupidity and oligarchy combined beyond what those people were in the past. I mean, we have, it's like an absolute fucking overload, overkill of idiocracy. It's unbelievable. I mean, I struggle to find the world's words because it's so fucking bad right now that I don't even know what to say to you. How could we let this happen? How could you vote for this? And if you voted for this, fuck you! Song is called Continuing War on Stupidity from Napalm Death and their 2002 album Order of the Leech, and that was essentially aimed at the Bush era, but you could pretty much assign that to any Republican era, but this one is for sure the worst, because even though we thought that those presidents in the past were bad and they had no moral principles or values, today we have Donald Trump, who is the biggest joke you've ever seen in the history of someone elected as president. And if you voted for him, I just don't know what to say to you. I mean, it's obviously, you want to end wokeness, which means put an end to what, gay, lesbian rights, and basically get revenge on anyone who tried to bring about a legal result to those who tried to overthrow our democracy. Honestly, I don't know how you hold your head up high. You must be really embarrassed. You must be really fucking ashamed, insecure. I just don't know what it is, but you have serious problems. So, I will see you probably never again because I don't give a fuck anymore. It's all bullshit, this podcast and everything else. Nothing matters anymore. Donald Trump is your president. He's a total criminal. So why should any of us adhere to any rules, any laws? Why should we? Who cares? Just do whatever the fuck you want. Break the law, kill people, drink, fuck work. Why bother with anything? Your fucking president is Donald Trump. Who gives a shit?